day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
You know, when I look at the screen and I see the name Wayne Coutts, I think, oh, it's cyclone season. I almost forgot. But Wayne Coutts always comes on this time of year and says, everybody, wake up. It's cyclone season. There are things you have to do. And thank God he does, because I wouldn't be the only one forgetting to do those fundamental things that we all need to do every year. Now, just before I go to Wayne, it said here in the Courier Mail, actually, almost two-thirds of Queenslanders are concerned about being impacted by storms and flooding, but many aren't taking the appropriate steps to prepare. As the Sunshine State faces another unpredictable season of wild weather, I won't go on with all the details, we're being told to take those fundamental steps. They're talking about cyclones. Yes, there's a chance of a cyclone coming through. Could be very heavy rains, etc. People need to talk about their emergency kits, emergency plans, all of these matters. So we're going to do that with Wayne Coutts this very minute, actually. He's the Regional Director of the State Emergency Service. Wayne Coutts, good morning.
Yeah, good day, John. Thanks very much.
Interesting. I had Livio Regano on a couple of days ago, and he said, listen, everybody, this isn't quite a normal season. There's real issues that possibly could be headed your way. Yes, the monsoon trough might be coming together to the north very soon, but there are other issues we've been talking about for months. This is an exceptional season, and there could be severe developments with cyclones as a result of it. What are your thoughts on those forecasts, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely. We pay attention to what the Bureau says all the time. And but, you know, you've probably heard me say over many years too that we prepare for every severe weather season, you know, cyclone season, storm seasons anyway. Always cross our fingers and hope that it's, you know, a very light season for us. But we, you know, we like to be prepared. And that's probably what we ask, as you say, of the... you know, of the public to do whatever they can to prepare themselves and therefore then not be a burden on, you know, burden might be the right word, but need the requirement of SES or other emergency service assistance. You know, there's something always going to go wrong for people. There's no two ways about it, and we'll race out and give that assistance. But, you know, it's just so much better if the majority of people are able to take some sort of steps to lessen that impact on themselves and therefore their family.
Yeah. Wayne, can we just go through the fundamentals? I'll tell you why, because every year there's a few families, in fact, probably hundreds of families that have just arrived here in North Queensland,
yeah.
Exactly,
yep.
And they don't know the fundamentals. Can you step us through those again?
Yeah, so absolutely. So high-level stuff, firstly, if you can, make sure you review your insurance, see if there's any tweaks to there. We all know the issues with the costs and so forth, but make sure that you're actually insured to the level that you expect you are or can afford.
Yeah.
Also, the preparation for a property, so any sort of maintenance stuff. So, you know, if you've just moved into the new house and you perhaps you didn't get an inspection before you come through or didn't have the roof, or even better still, there were inspections done and there were sort of remedy actions that said maybe you need to do something about new screws on the roof,
yeah,
or, you know, re-advert the gutter. You know, now is the time to absolutely do that before a season. And so that money that you would spend in that sort of preparation time would just be, you know, far less than the damage it will cause to the property from water damage, losing,
yeah,
part of your roof, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, in our areas, if we have typically well built and maintained houses, our houses have been built to cyclone codes for years now, and if the homes remain well maintained, you can expect minimal damage, you know, to the property. It's just when those things aren't done, you know, we cause issues or immediate steps before the cyclone. You know, people don't bring in their what could be gore flying debris outside, you know, branches and things that are still sitting up in trees that haven't been trimmed, and you know, toys and that sort of stuff that cause damage to properties and smash windows and that sort of stuff. A big thing that people do also, you know, when they take a bit of time off over Christmas is do some stuff around the gardening and do some of those nice little jobs if you're doing some stuff at home rather than go on, you know, holiday or whatever. Absolutely take that opportunity to, you know, to do that. Think about, you know, that you're not causing some sort of artificial dam in your backyard because of the way you've done a new landscape or put a new garden in or that sort of stuff. We get these every year where somebody's put a nice new garden in and the water just come down from it. It might be just a storm, and it's caused the dam and the water just flows in underneath the door in the lounge room and through the house, and that's just terrific, let alone a river coming up and flooding your place like we're seeing down south at the moment.
Yeah. Wayne, and you'd be across this more than anybody, the biggest enemy we have at this time of year is complacency. And I was just thinking, right, for people in Cairns, what would it be, 1990, late 1990? Remember Cyclone Joy? That frightened the daylights out of us here. But since then, we probably haven't seen a monster come so close into Kansas back then. So people would be, after all these years, extremely potentially complacent, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah, and I guess that's across the board from any location, and that's what, you know, people determine to take that risk. That sometimes, you know, when they drive a car and do silly things and whatever as well, you can get away with it, and that's why we have the fines that we do, where people feel, okay, unless I'm actually caught out doing something, I've got away with it, and I'll continue to do. And this is one of those same things where you're just sort of almost tossing a coin, that's not going to happen to you. The trouble is that when it does, and, you know, at some stage, you know, the odds are that it will, it depends on where you put yourself and your readiness, how well your family will survive out of this, you know, complete with all sorts of things, with, contacts to, to family in other areas when communications is down and whatever, how you might do that, how you might let other family know that you're safe, you know, just one message to somebody outside the area in your family that is then responsible for letting everybody else know, for example. Is that those sorts of things also chew up emergency services time when we get the inquiries from other areas, haven't heard from such and such for a couple of days, and we've got to try to figure out a welfare check for those people only to find they're absolutely doing well, but didn't have a method of making sure all family were fine and so forth because they weren't on Facebook or whatever it might be. So all of those things will just sort of lessen the issues concerned. You know, have a think about what it's going to be if you are without power for 2 or 3 days.
Yes,
even if you don't get any damage to your property whatsoever, damage to the lines, if you've got no power for several days, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about making sure there's food for the family, because, no longer the freezer, the stuff in the freezer and the microwave and all that sort of stuff. So plan for perhaps the barbecue or the extra cans of beans or whatever it happens to be. So, all those sorts of things. Also, a big one that catches people out is medication. As an event starts to get through and the warnings start to increase, think about those things that, will I be able to, I don't want to have to refill a medication script in 2 days' time at the height of an event when the chemists don't have electricity or that sort of stuff. So those sorts of things, because there are also another burden on emergency services at the time when we're trying to make sure people have got access to those things where they've been caught short.
Isn't it interesting? I'm just looking at the screen. Cyclone Yasi came through in 2011. It's 11 years ago now. How time flies. But once again, people sometimes, we've recently had a cyclone and the odds are it'll still be a few more years. Well, really? And that's 11 years ago to Cyclone Yasi. Larry was back in 2006. So if it comes to probabilities, don't take a punt on the fact that, we've had one recently. It's been years and years and years. So please listen closely to what Wayne's got to say. I need to ask you about your numbers of volunteers, these people that are our heroes in our community. How are you going for numbers at the moment?
I think across the board our volunteerism is probably doing it a little bit rough, just about in most areas, I think. Not just with emergency services, but a whole range of things, as people sort of start to struggle a little bit with day-to-day bills and interest rates and that sort of stuff. That always affects volunteerism. But generally, it's not too bad. So certainly in our bigger locations, our Cairns and whatever, it isn't too bad. We've got quite a good number of people. We've got a good number of people that have been trained over the years, and will come in when there's an emergency, a big event going on. In some of our smaller communities that are a little bit hard done by in different areas our numbers are probably waning a little bit. So I guess that's probably another thing we could just say to people. Have a think about that, because it's not about today. I'm not sort of asking you to join today, but think about into the new year. That's the perfect time to start to join the State Emergency Service and probably even other volunteer organisations. But it's very hard for us to take you on right now and train you to a level that you'd be suitable, right now for this season. Yep. Especially we have our SES groups, while they don't stop responding to jobs, they stop as far as training every week goes, or every weekend or whatever. And so they, have sort of that Christmas period off and a little bit of January. So, New Year's resolution for people to think about, if you want to join, an exciting organisation, get up some new skills and areas and let us use some of the skills that you perhaps already have, might be a good thing to join SES in the new year. That would be great. Probably a big thing I'd just like to just throw in is that obviously SES and myself and you for that matter, we're not trying to scare people or whatever about being ready. We're really just trying to encourage people to take those steps to look after themselves and to think about those so that they can look after themselves and their family rather than have to rely on, others and emergency services and so forth to attend.
Now, how would somebody wanting to join up put their hand up?
Yeah, probably the best thing is if they just really go to the website, ses.qld.gov.au, and there's I think it'll move it to a thing that says recruitment, and there's opportunity there. You can have a look at Royal Fire Service, SES, and obviously the Fire Service as well. So just click on that link in the SES. There's a little inquiry form you can just fill out your name and phone number or email, whatever you want to choose, the location that you're in. That goes off, and that this works for anywhere in Queensland.
Yeah.
And that'll go off, and somebody will be in contact in the next few days. They'll send you an email with some information about, where the closest group is to you, when they're recruiting, when they're starting, when the best time is to arrive, and all that sort of stuff. So relatively easy to do.
Excellent update, Wayne. Hopefully I won't have to talk to you in the near future. Fingers crossed.
No worries. Thanks very much, John.
Good on you, Wayne. Appreciate Wayne Coutts, he's the Regional Director, State Emergency Service, ses.qld.gov.au.